first thing that I would say is the allocation of more funding to grassroots organizations that are doing work in HIV prevention and in treatment. The second thing I would say is more comprehensive sexual health education for our children that goes beyond the bounds or the cloak of abstinence, because it's proven that most of our children are not abstinent, and then we do not give them the information they need in order to make informed decisions. The third thing that I would say was more allocation of funding for programs that directly affect people living with HIV and AIDS, as far as governmental programs that assist them with not only medication, but, you know, lifestyles and just the financial crunch that the entire United States is in right now, that tends to affect people living with HIV directly because of, you know, having to get meds and treatment and care. And so just the allocation of funds to those types of programs would be the first thing I'd change.